Wednesday, the 11th of August, Rosh Chodesh Elul, first day of Elul, Rabbi Mordechai Ginsby, Takiyah Shofar in Elul, the long hello.
Good Chodesh, everybody. The Shulchan Aruch, Merachayim Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, very beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, tells us, Ne'agim Lokum Ba'ashmeres, Lo'im Aslichus V'tachlunim Rosh Chodesh Elul Ve'elech Ad Yom HaKippurim. The minhag is to get up early in the morning to say slichos, special petitions, from Rosh Chodesh Elul onwards until Yom HaKippurim. That's the psak of the Mechaber. It's one of the days perhaps to make a special brocha for those who are Ashkenazim, that is the case, because the Ramah comes along to save us, as it were, and he says, Hagah, minhag b'nei Ashkenaz einukein, Minhag B'nai Ashkenaz is not to say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul itself. Elo mi Rosh Chodesh ve'elech maschilin liskoya achat tefillas shachris. But as we've done this morning, from Rosh Chodesh onwards, we sound the shofar after shachris. Yesh makom shetokin gam kin arvis. Some places sound the shofar also in the evening time. Ve'oimdin ba'ashmeres lemaslichas p'yom alef shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. We start saying Slichas from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, the Moshe Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdoma to this particular siman tells us the following. Ma shenogum Rosh Chodesh, according to the Minhag Svarad, that one says Slichas from Rosh Chodesh, the source for that Minhag, or the source for the Ashkenazim to be Tekiah Shefer from Rosh Chodesh El onwards, She'oz ola Moshe b'har Sinai lekabel luchos achrayus. That is when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended Har Sinai to receive the second set of luchos after the Chet Ha'egel and the smashing of the first set of luchos. Ve'eviru shofar b'machaneh, and they passed. The sound of the shofar was heard passing through the camp. Moshe ola lahar. Moshe Rabbeinu is ascending Har Sinai. That they shouldn't stray again after Avodah Zarah. It's a time of favor. Now the Mishnah Berurah is interesting. The last three words of that phrase, Vahavi Eis Rotzen, appear to be a non sequitur. After all, the cruise, the announcement made by the Sheikh of Bamachaneh, why is a cruz in effect saying sur meira, don't again stray into avodah zarah? Why is that considered to be an eis rotzen, which is how the Mishnah Berurah seems to be expressing it? We have to look actually to the source of that which the Mishnah Berurah is quoting to us, which is actually the tur here in Eirah Chaim Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. And the tour is a little bit more expansive, really. Tanya, he brings down from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it's actually Perek Menvov, Barosh Chodesh Elul Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Alei Elai HaHora. And Barosh Chodesh Elul HaKodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ascend to me to the mountain. By the way, it's very interesting, because if you look through all the psukim in Parshas Kisisa, if you look in Parshas Ekev, where Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the 40 days that he spent the second time atop Har Sinai, nowhere does it actually say that which the Mishnah Berurah has brought down about Heviru Shofar B'machaneh. It's not a posuk, it's not mafurish in the posuk that the shofar was sounded. And the Torah expressed himself slightly differently. He says that on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Alei Elai HaHora, She'oz Ol LeKabel Luchos Achrayus. The Heviru Shofar B'machaneh. He doesn't say that the Torah tells us the sound of the shofar was heard B'machaneh, but the sound of the shofar was heard through the Machaneh. Moshe Ola Lahor, Shelo Yitzu Oid Ach Avodah Zarah. Then the Torah goes on to say something very interesting, and the Beis Yosef is medayik on this as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'ale Ba'ois Shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol, as it were, was elevated by that Shofar. Shenema, as the Posuk in Tehillim Mem Zayin, which we say before Tekiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Ola Elokim Bisrua Hashem Bekol Shofar. Lochein, says the Torah, Hiskinu Chazal, Sheyiyut Sheyutekim B'Rosh Chodesh El B'Chol Shona V'Shona, Says the Tzur, that's why they instituted, Chazal instituted, that the Shofar should be sounded Rosh Chodesh Elul each year. V'chol HaChodesh. And then he adds in something else. And they should do this throughout the entire month of Elul. K'dei l'hazi Yisrael sheyasu tshuva. In order to warn the Jewish people, they should do teshuva shenema im yitok HaShofar be'ir. U'chadei l'arbit HaSotn. Says two further reasons, the Torah says, Klal Yisrael be warned to do Shuvah by hearing the Shofar throughout Elul, as it says in Amos, in Yitok HaShofar Be'ir V'om Lo'yechem, the sound of the Shofar instills a sense of awe and trepidation, and Kedei La'arbeiv HaSotan, in order also to confuse the Sotan. That's also the reason we stop blowing the Shofar just before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, so Sotan thinks it is coming to Rosh Hashanah, he's missed Rosh Hashanah, he's somehow confused, etc. The question the Beis Yosef raises in being medayik the words of the Torah is the following. He says, Ika lemedak, when the Torah tells us that on Elokim Bisrua, Lachin iskinu Chazal Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the sounding of the shofar was from Rosh Chodesh Elul to remind us not to stray after Avodah Zarah. Says the Torah, we've already got a raya proof from the fact that the shofar was sounded in the midbar. Lomali sula asui raya meimi toka shofar be'ir. Why do I need subsequent to the first part of the Torah, which explains Nis'ala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'os HaShofar and Ol Elokim Bisrua, why do I need the further pasuk in Yitok HaShofar Be'ir V'om Lo Yecher Odu? Yeshlemi says, Mishum Ze'ika Lemitchi, Da'af HaPi She'al Yedei Shofar Nimnu Yisrael Bamidbar Milachtai. Although the shofar which was heard in the midbar, which by the way is only learnt out from the pasuk in Tehillim of Ol Elokim Bisrua, and that the Nosei Kelim go on to explain, that is the lashon of the Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nisala Ba'Oisei Shofar. Why that shofar? The shofar of Ol Elokim Bisrua, because as we said just before, the pasuk doesn't tell us mefurush the shofar was sound in the midbar. We only know it from the pasuk Ol Elokim Bisrua. But with all of that, we still could have thought to ourselves that the shofar that was sounded today on Rosh Chodesh Elul was a shofar which prevented Klal Yisrael from straying again into Avodah Zarah. So you could think that the shofar doesn't have this particular nature of drawing Klal Yisrael closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, of sounding the alarm call that it's time to do teshuva, of reminding us of the need to re-engage the Emes uvasomim with Melech Malchei Hamlochim. We don't know that from the pasuk itself of Ol Elokim Bisrua. The implication is of the pasuk Hayitok Hashofar Be'ir V'om Lo Yecherodu that the shofar has this special segula to enable us to be soul stirred, as we might call it, to be awakened to the need to re-engage with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is the Beis Yosef another teretz? The Mishayfa Amid Baloila Madnu Elo Shal Yodoy Nimnal Milachtoy. We only know from the Shayfa Amidbar that the Klal Yisrael held back from sinning again. Aval Adayin on Tzrich Nimnal Shal Yodoy Kol Shayfa Adam Misayre Loshuv Pitshuva. But we still need to learn out from somewhere that the shofar has the capacity not only surah meirah to hold us back from doing the wrong thing, but also to induct us onto the path of doing the right thing, says the Beis Yosef in his second teretz. Lakach evi posuk dimitok ha-shofar be'ir v'om lo yecherodu. Especially according to the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, it's clear that what the Torah is actually saying to us is that there are two different aspects to the Kol HaShofar of Elul. The Kol HaShofa Dafka of Rosh Chodesh Elul is to say to us, Al Yitu Oid Achaveda Zora Sur Meira, to break off from the negative path of previous misdeeds and indiscretions. But the rest of Chodesh Elul, and this is why he brings the Pasuk Kimitzoka Pshefa V'iv Omle Yecherodu, is a different Aveda. It's an induction into Yomim Noraim. It's to take us to the Madrega of Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we are effectively re-engaged, not just in terms of the capacity to be Sur Mira, to avoid that which is wrong, but to be Asei Tov, to positively and constructively engage with that which is right. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, in his famous Michtovim, which were written to his Talmidim when he was traveling away from them and wanted still to remain connected to them through the Achonos for Yom Neroim, in Michtov Yudalet he writes famously as follows: Milifnim kashe yodati kol ish ochsei plotzus mikoila kairi kodesh elu. As I knew myself, it used to happen that a person was seized with a sense of awe and inspiration simply from the voice that proclaims Kodesh Elul, the sanctity of the approaching month of Elul. And in the Mefarish that I have in my particular Sefer of Eretz Yisrael, he quotes a maisha that was well known, that when Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to daven Mevorachin HaChodesh for Chodesh Elul, and he heard the Chazan say, Rosh Chodesh Elul Yiyeh B'Yoyim, his Tfilas Nusuf on that Shabbos was already a Yomim Noroim Dik Tfilah. He reached that Madrega simply from hearing the sound of the Chazan proclaiming, Rosh Chodesh Elul Yiyeh B'Yoyim, Shlishi Revi, whatever the day is going to be, as it's been this year, certainly the Tuesday and the Wednesday. So he says, this charoda nosa period is scarred lavoida so yisparach shmei. This particular charoda, this sense of awe, anticipation, bore fruit and drawing people closer to avoida Hashem ish lefi erkei. In Nicht of Zion, he makes the observation that to achieve hiskarvus to Hashem is a matter of a synthesis between Siva Umasevov, from the original cause and the consequence. So if you have a strong cause, that will lead to an effective and high profile, high impact consequence. If, however, the cause in some way is muted or limited, then it will be more difficult to achieve the desired end result. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter reflects upon the fact that the takon of Tkiyas Shofar was in Yomim Kadmonim considered by Chazal to be sufficient to be ma'ira people to the fact that the Yomim Noroim u'mamash mashim uvoim are fast approaching and we need to be mistaken ourselves. So if you like, this is the yesod of today's shiur, the concept of Tkiyas Shofar in eluding the long hello. It's not a long goodbye to Avodah Zarah. That's one day, Rosh Chodesh Elul itself. But throughout the month of Elul, this is how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter develops the concept in Micht of Zion in particular, that Tkiyas Shofar is there day by day to remind us of what the people we can become, of the madrigas to which we have to aspire and ultimately to be able to reach. I believe that this is actually reflected back to us in the words of the Mishnah Berurah himself, and that we can see this duality and this concept of the long hello in those three words, Vahavi Eis Rotzen. The Eis Rotzen to which the Mishnah Berurah refers is not the Eis Rotzen simply of Tekiyas Shofar, Viru Shofar B'machaneh, Moshe Oyle Lahar, Shelo Yitu Oyde Achaveda Zora. The Havi Eis Rotzen is, having had that short, sharp, shrill reminder of Surah Meirah, Havi Eis Rotzen is that opens the possibilities to a long hello. to the real purpose of Tkiyas Shefa, which is to bring us positively, constructively, optimistically into a newfound sense of re-engagement with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Indeed, the diuk I mentioned before on the Loshen HaTur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'ale Ba'os HaShefa, is mentioned really mefurish in the Prisha. The Prisha says, Ba'os HaShefa Hod Diyek V'Kosov Ba'os HaShefa Mishun Desfile Dehaikro Da'ole Rekim Bistrua Al'os HaShefa Shoya Pamit Ba'nema. There is a possibility, not in the Torah, but in Tehillim. Divrei Torah, Aniim B'Mokam Echad, Ashim B'Mokam Acher, we have the Gilui from the Prisha draws the Gilui from the Pasuk in Tehillim to say that Shofar of Rosh Chodesh El itself is Olalekim Bisrua, through being able to refrain from straying after Avodah Zorah, that is Heviru Shofar B'Machaneh, which helps us and supports us in this quest to detach ourselves from the negativity of the past and to attach ourselves to something positive for the future. Lochein iskinu Chazal, continues the Prisha, Baruch Chodesh Elul, mipnei shenis'ala Hashem ba'os HaShofar shehitzi Yisroel min hachet, lochein gam anachnu toikin, out to Tkiyas Shofar the beginning of this month, it's because of Olalekim Bisrua. But we have to be able to move forward from that. V'chol HaChodesh, V'imtoima Akati Kasha, continues the Prisha. If so, it's still difficult to understand. Mikol Mokom Shetokim Kol HaChodesh, Hoyolon Lifsoi Miyad Acha Rosh Chodesh. Surely we should stop straight after Rosh Chodesh. Alze Meshani Kedei Lahazia. That's the continuation of the Torah. That's the whole binyan. That's the whole structure to remind us to do Teshuvah. Now the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, in his Hakdama here to Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, takes the stage further. He says, "Ika Asmachta." There is a support from the Pasuk Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li, famously known to us, Rosh Tevis Elul, Sofei Tevis Ole Mem Kenegad Arboim Miyum Rosh Chodesh Elad Yom Kippurim. You can see the Cheshbonus in Parshas Kisiso in Rashi as to how the 40 days are worked out. The Bach actually asked the question that from today Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom HaKippur is only actually 38 days. We haven't got time to go into that cheshbon. You want to have a look there, the Bach Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. He gives the tirutz in how to be able to work with that, two different mahalchim, how to answer that particular question. But what I want to focus on for our remaining 10 minutes this morning is this Ika Asmachta Mikro. The Asmachta from the Posuk to the Heviru Shofar B'Machaneh, the Havi Yisrotzen, the Yisrotzen of the Long Hallow. What's that actually all about? The Quran, Nila, don't give it a Yurashi Tevis Elul, Sefer Tevis Oile Mem Kenegid Arboim Yoim, 40 days Rosh Rishonim Akipurim, Kibbe Elo Arboim Yoim HaTshuva Mekubeles, this is the long hello, these 40 days, Tshuva is acceptable, especially desirous, such a person's heart should be close to his beloved, Bitshuva, Va'oz Doide Karev Lo, then his beloved is close to him, the Kabbal Tshuvosa Me'ava, and finally the third Remez Mishnah brings down here, will cut away the desensitized tissue from around the heart, and your heart and the heart of your sense, he'll give you the siyata dishmaya to achieve that tshuva shlema. One of my favorite books in English from the vast array of Torah literature available today, semi-biographical, is a book which was written, I think if I remember correctly, it was by Rabbi Yisroel Greenwald, about Reb Mendel Kaplan, who was a Rebbe in Chicago for many years, a book called Reb Mendel. It's an incredible book. It's really, really worth reading. Many, many inspiring elements there. One story that stands out to me in terms of Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li, there's a story which is told about a time when there was a bocha in the yeshiva who was rather difficult, and Reb Mendel asked the author of the book, asked Reb Yisroel Greenwald, to look after this Talmud. After a few days, this Talmud was indeed a bit of a tearaway, difficult sort of chap, and the Talmud comes back to his Rebbe. He says, "Rebbe, I can't, it's disturbing me, I'm not achieving anything with him, it's no good." Said the only time Reb Mendel spoke to him harshly in all the years he knew him, the Talmud-Rebbe relationship was on this occasion. Reb Mendel looked up, and this is inspiring. When we think in Mendel and Machaber, we can't do it. People are just too difficult. You know, they just have to leave them to one side. You can't do it. But I knew you're doing it, don't you? Reb Mendel looked up to him, and he said to him, you know what? The Ribbono Shel Olam has got space for this person in his world. You'll have to find space for him as well. The Ribbono Shel Olam sustains and looks after this person and gives him the zechus of life. You'll have to be able to do so as well. That's inspiring. Inspiring way to look at things, to reframe, to turn around. Sometimes our frustrations and people are difficult, and we want to engage into chesed, but they seem to throw it back in our faces. The Ribbono Shel Olam puts up with it. We have to learn how to put up with it as well. I need a daily for daily me. Somebody, a good friend of mine, recently quoted to me, he wasn't sure, I'm certainly not sure where this comes from, but he quoted to me a very interesting thing in terms of, and this is all part of the long hello, of the hiskashrus that the Mishnah Berurah himself makes between the Ace Rotson of the rest of the entire month of Elul. And I have to tell you, when I had the zechus to be in Yeshivas Be'er Yaakov and to hear Vadim from the Mashkiach, from Shlomo Volga Zutzal, zechus Yogan Aleinu, he always before Yom Kippur used to stress more than anything else, Be'not on Nachaveroi. He used to tell us the story how one year in Mir, The Baal Musaf in the Altamir Yeshiva, the Haim, the Baal Musaf was someone who sat together with Rav Volba, various others sat together on a table, they ate together at a particular point, they used to eat together. So the Baal Musaf comes past Rav Volba just before he's about to start Musaf on Yom Kippur, and Rav Volba looks at him, where are you going? So he says, you don't know, our Chaver, who we sit with, he's not well, I'm going to... Go and see if I can help him. Is there anything I can do for him? The Baal Musaf from Mir is going out just before, you know, the Hindi Hair on Mimas. He's going out to go and look how this... What's going on here? So Rav Volba thinks, I better go with. He goes with, and he sees the most amazing thing. Goes into the room. The boy, the Chayda, is lying there. And Kol Gedolei Mir, all of the greatest of the student body of Mir, they're all standing around the bed. The greatest one's Dafka. One is asking a Klerin Yeshai, should we go and ask the Rav? Maybe he needs to take a tablet. Maybe we need to call a doctor. Maybe we need to... Are we allowed to put a compress on a Yom Kippur? Various different things. And he learns out a tremendous insight to us. Yom Kippurim, the pinnacle of all our Avodah from today, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, right the way through till Me'ilah, is Koruch is tied up with what? Ben Odom Lachaveiro. As Rabbi Twersky puts it so beautifully, the world would be so much of a better place if we all worried about our own Ruchnius and everybody else's Gashmius. The trouble is, we all worry too much about our own Gashmius and everybody else's Ruchnius. The Nisoyan of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, it starts Ani L'Doidi, I am L'Doidi, not because my Doidi is for me, therefore I'm for my Doidi. So I was telling you, this person told me the other day a beautiful little phrase, it helps you also in Odom L'Chaveroi. He told me a phrase which says, love me when I deserve it the least, because I need it the most. It's an interesting concept, no? Love me when I deserve it the least, because I need it the most. Only thinking about it, it doesn't fit in with Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. That actually should be saying, love me when I deserve it the least, should say, in that case, should be Doidi Li, be for me, for Ani L'Doidi, then I'll be for you. That's not the Avodah Elul. Avodah Elul is not a self-pitying, reflective, self-centered quest for the fulfillment of our own needs, but Adraba, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. When I really am able to embrace these concepts, the Havi Eisrot, the long hello of Tkiyas Shofar, is to be able to be there for everybody else. And I want to tell you a very interesting tip that just occurred to me over the last few days. The last 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, when we daven in Yalev Yovei, we say, Zochreinu Hashem Elkeinu L'Toiva, Fogdeinu Voi Livrocha, Voishenu Voi L'Chaim. The Bikush for Chaim, for life, comes last. Over the Yom Naroim, what do we say? Zochreinu L'Chaim, Melech Chofetz V'Chaim, B'Chosfeinu V'Seif V'Chaim. Michomecha Avor Rachamim, Zoich Yitzur L'Chaim B'Rachim. Only towards the end of the Shemayna Esra do we turn round and we say, Ta'akodesh Baruch Hu, Kosvenu b'sefer hachayim, and do we say at the end of Sim Shalom as well, the bikush to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the tzrochim which are beyond those of life. There is a fundamental reversal in the avodah of Yom Neroim to the rest of the year. Yom Neroim is the time when we dafka focus on chayim, the gift of life, first and foremost. The rest of the year, when hopefully we've secured the yesod, the foundation of life, so indeed we can say zochrein Hashem akein abay the tovah fekdein avay livracha v'hoshein avay lechayim. But Yom Neroim, we come in lechayim, is actually the critical core element we need to secure the foundations, the basis, and that is on the ani ledodi v'dodi li, and the ani ledodi v'dodi li of the long hello is all about being able to appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani ledodi has got room for people on earth. We have to find room for people on earth. I must tell you, it's not an easy concept to live by, but it does help a little bit. We all struggle with time, particularly even in the relatively less pressured madhouse that is London, when a lot of people are still away during the summer holidays. I got caught behind a dustbin lorry on the way back from school this morning. Normally, you know, give a little bit of a hoot or something. Thinking these thoughts, just able to be a little bit calmer, and somehow another one will still just about make it on time. Ani ledodi v'dodi li, the siyata d'shmaya that we all want to have hatzlocha in life. I want to finish. It actually says that you should start with a milsus b'tichusa, but you know, this we've looked at this concept of the long hello, which turns many things on its head. Turns on its head the idea of Tekiyas Shefa, not just simply as a Sur Meira, but as a positive prompt to our Seitoi. Turns on its head the difference between the Vahoshen of Lechaim of the most of the year and Zochreinu Lechaim Melechof Hitzbachaim of the Yom Neroim Dafka. To be able to achieve the Ace Rotson, the maximum, one has to be absolutely true and recognize what this really means, the Ani Ledodi. We expressed in terms of the Bikush, the quest for Shleimus Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, but I want to say one thing which is a little bit humorous as well, in terms of the Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, as you say, concluding with the Nusach of Tichusa. So at least sometimes a joke, you remember, once Rav Lifa Rabinovitz of Manchester, I was traveling with him somewhere, and he said to me, once he said, the Yesodos of Droshes are the following. He said, a vort you can repeat every few weeks, a story every few months, but a joke only every few years, because the jokes people always remember. But as the late Rabbi Bernstein, the Havdol Chaim L'Chaim Zatzal, once told me, he said, a joke you can tell so long as it's got a point, as long as it's significant. The joke I want to conclude with the most beautiful is the following. The story is told about a CEO, very pressured, coming towards a meeting, desperate to find a parking space to get to the meeting on time. 10 minutes to the meeting, no meters, no parking places, nothing available. CEO turns around and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, find me a parking place for the meeting, and I am Manadev, that I will give to Tzedakah every day. I will go to start the day the Torah on a regular basis, and I will attend Shul Shachris every day. Nothing doing, 5 minutes to the meeting. Pulse is rating, he's absolutely desperate. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm desperate for this parking place, it's a vital, vital meeting. My future, the company's future, the employees depend on it. Ribbono Shel Olam, have rachmanos, find me a parking space. I'll go to start the Torah day, every single day. I'll go to Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, and be on time. I won't talk during davening. I'll give to Stocker. I'll even consider taking on Daf Yomi. Ribbono Shel Olam, just find me a place. 3 minutes to go, still no place, desperate. Suddenly, just outside the building, a car pulls away. There's a parking space there, with even time left on the meter. Looks up, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's okay, I found myself a place, deal's off. Trouble in life is, the deal has to be on. I need a doidi for doidi li. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to make the deals, to see the deals through, and thereby merit a shnas brocha of Yeshua, shnas gola, geula, simcha, brius, nachas, and hatzlocha, lonu, lecho Yisrael. Amen.